B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Up, 610-771-9705. You got something to say, hit us up on the Sound Off line and leave a message. You may make it to the big show. Let's kick it.
Anyone who starts a fight over somebody wearing an Opinions jersey is an absolute 100% loser. These teams are owned by billionaires. They're charging you $50 to park. They're squeezing every nickel they can out of you, and you're fighting for the jersey. Get a freaking clue. Get a freaking light.
All right. There you go.
Well, I come from liquid courage to get you hurt, especially if you're messing with the wrong people. And these dudes going down to the tailgate and acting a fool at an Eagle game, that ain't nothing cool, Mike. We can't give them a pass for acting like a bunch of drunks. If they weren't down there acting like a bunch of drunks, they probably wouldn't have said half the crap that came out of their mouth. And I just don't like the fact that we give these people a pass because they're season ticket holders.
I don't know what to tell you. There are certain people that act up. They should be identified, and they should be punished. I mean, let me say, I mean, these people in tailgate area who abuse other people, they have no right to abuse other people. We're all human beings out here. We all want to have a good experience. There's no reason to get badgered.
Typical mouth-breathing Eagles fans. They're so fragile, they can't bear to see somebody wearing a jersey from another team. Oh, the horrors of that. Grow up, you idiots.
I agree.
I'm a Philly fan, born, raised all my life, but some Philly fans just take it over the limit. I was down to see Cowboys and Eagles one year, some clown in a Hollywood Henderson jersey, and some guy jumped up two rows behind me, sucker punched this guy to the ground. Philly fans just get too freaking crazy.
There are semblance of people that get too crazy, and hopefully what happened today will get them to reflect.
Mike Scott threw the first punch, period. End of debate. Thank you.
What was that?
Mike Scott threw the first punch, period. End of the debate, according to that guy.
Oh, man.
Even though he heard the racial slurs and
yeah,
all that stuff.
Mike Scott should know better not to engage, but with a racial slur, it's hard not to engage.
Every time I see the Texans Saints game, I'm thinking when they got 6 seconds left, I'm thinking the game's over. I always think back to Westbrook, how he let time run out rather than score the touchdown. But Westbrook slid. But in this scenario, it was a receiver who caught the ball on the ground. He legally had to be tagged to be down. As a cornerback, I'm just going to sit there. I'll wait 2 seconds while you catch the ball on the ground because you got to get up and try to run. So you just let the 2 seconds go. Game over. You won.
You're absolutely right about that. I was talking to one of my trainer dudes today about that whole situation. People don't think the game enough. Right? I mean, you're well-versed in thinking the game. I mean, that's an easy decision for you to make. But guys, I guess this football's hard. It's so emotional. It's so reactionary. It's play after play. It's all that kind of thing. But like a baseball player would have time to think about a situation like that.
I think it's kind of good that they got behind 17-0. It showed that Wentz has that comeback mentality because there was no worry. There was no lack of urgency. They just went right down the field, took control of the game, and bang. So I think it was kind of good that he had that comeback. You know, and he can't say, well, the guy can't come back. He did a great job. He should be applauded.
It was great. He did a great job. Who's the Redskins? Now, show me a little something against a decent team, because that team blows. All right? They're like 28th in the league in the power rankings.
I'm not one to take Antonio Brown's side, but he did have everything in Pittsburgh. He had a snake for a quarterback. You know how everybody's got that coach's son that plays in your team? And what if your coach's son sucks? And he always got third or fourth cleanup hitter. And he just sucked. And you're like, dude, that dude sucks. Why does he get special treatment? Why is after the game he gets the good oranges and we get the leftover rotten oranges? In hindsight, the whole Pittsburgh fallout is Roethlisberger's fault. And no one talks about it.
Really? Roethlisberger, I was only going to the Hall of Fame. He's only a quarterback. It's the most important position in sports. So I guess he doesn't have any pull. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
See you later.
All right, that was Sound Off, and we got to get out of here because coming up, the Fanatic Baseball Show with Andrew Satcher. Is there a baseball season still going? There is. Baseball season still going. I play Atlanta tonight. TV side, NBC Sports Philly, quick slants, and then I'll lead you into Philly baseball tonight. Have a great rest of the night. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.